because I will tell you a little bit about evolution too. So 20 years ago, there was a very interesting book written by the paleontologist Stephen Jay Gould, where he proposed the following thought experiment. Imagine you take today's evolutionary history, leading to dinosaurs and to us, and imagine you could go back in time, rewind evolution, and then play it back again, the evolutionary tape, and try to re-evolve from the same initial condition in evolution. And the question he asked was, would you see the same evolutionary history, or would you see something else? And Stephen Jay Gould thought that evolution is a lot about randomness, contingency, and you will see a completely different evolutionary history. But you can question a little bit this, this view with the example of convergent evolution. So this is a very simple phylogenetic tree of some animals. And what we saw in evolution is that several times evolution found the same solution to the same problem and evolved the same structures in different branches of the tree of life. And if you can do so, that means that you can make evolution a little bit reproducible. And actually, you might even make some prediction in evolution. You just have to find the right theoretical framework. And that's very interesting for a physicist. So I'm interested in a biological object called gene regulatory network. So this is an example of gene regulatory network for sea urchin development. And as you can see, it looks a little bit like engineering in some way. And the question I ask is that, okay, we know these gene networks perform some specific function within the organism. Can you predict anything about the structure of this network knowing the function they perform? And that's what I call the inverse problem function, and this is not really the way biologists usually perform with these networks. And to study this problem, I'm using a method called that we call evolution in silico. Basically, what we do is that we simulate an evolutionary process in the computer by putting some constraint on this evolution, some fitness function, some selective pressure, and we try to see if we try to evolve a biological function in the computer, what kind of structure emerges, what kind of gene network can perform this specific function. And so you can apply this method to a lot of problems. And so the problem I'm very interested in is basically pattern formation within embryos. So we are pattern animals. So we have structures everywhere. And what kind of networks encode this pattern? What kind of network can perform this pattern? And one thing I've been studying is the formation of the anterior-posterior axis of the vertebral column. And so this is an example, some pictures of what happens within a mouse embryo. You clearly see the pattern. And we could predict, basically, the kind of gene networks that could perform this kind of patterning mechanism. And that suggests experiments modeled that biologists can check then in the lab. And so, basically, what you would like to do in the end, and my dream would be to have a kind of theory of evolution of networks, and this is what I'm working on, this is what I'm building, and we are trying to build such a theory to really predict, basically, phenomenological model at a phenotypic level, understanding better the biology this way. Thank you.